This setting the bar story is probably where, or at least it reinforces the trauma response that I have whenever I see a public proposal.
Which, again, you have never been harmed by a public proposal. Like, you weren't a part of one that went awry, and you weren't, like, humiliated in front of lots of people. Why
quit minimizing my trauma.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX.
Okay.
Set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without proposing to your girlfriend on stage during a concert, then you're doing okay.
Did she say no?
So you probably should make sure that she feels the same way you do.
Oh.
Good news for you. I have audio. But this came from a concert bootleg rascal gig in Australia.
Bootleg rascal?
Yeah. So Carlos, he's a member of the band, said that our manager told us that a fan had reached out and wanted to do some sort of proposal. We didn't know much about what was going to happen, just that it would happen after our third song and we'd pull him up. And he was thinking it would be a beautiful moment on stage as opposed to the band, quote, slopping around on stage as usual.
Oh, wow.
So here's what happened.
Jamie, where are you? Can you come up on stage quickly? There she is.
So,
what a moment.
The guy gets the mic and he says, Jamie.
Something magical's going to happen.
Oh, why don't you come up on stage?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll duet this song. It's one of our favorite bands.
Oh, okay.
We saw Bootleg Rascal about 2 years ago and I thought, you know, they're our favorite band. And
yeah. Bootleg Rascal about 2 years ago. They're your favorite band.
I thought today, why not, you know?
Thought today, why not? And
why
we
not?
Still don't know what is going to happen.
Maybe there was a time. And
he gets down on a knee, and she's just shaking her head, and then walks away. And then Scooby-Doo.
No.
I don't know if one of the members of this duo of the Bootleg Rascals are two guys.
Okay.
I don't know if one of the guys is dressed as Scooby-Doo, but there's a Scooby-Doo that comes over and gives him a hug.
Oh, dang it.
So Carlos, one of the members of the band, says he thought it would go off without a hitch. He said he thought he would have time to even have a beer on stage while this was going down because he knew it was going to take a few minutes.
Yeah.
He said
this was going to be a break.
He spit his drink out in shock. So again, I have a weird trauma response, which doesn't stem.
It's just secondhand embarrassment is what it's called. It's called secondhand embarrassment.
I call it trauma response.
Oh, okay. All right. You're triggered. Okay. So really, we need to feel for you instead of the poor schmuck in the video.
Oh, it is a poor schmuck in this video.
I mean,
and
he was probably banking on the fact that she's not going to be mean enough to say no.
Well,
in
know,
front
you've
of all
always,
of these people.
Yeah, you've always said, hey,
if ever happened to me, I would say yes.
I would say
in
yes,
the moment, and then you can say no.
And then
later.
Immediately when you get off stage, say we're going to have to talk.
Yeah, you're not locking it in forever and forever, but to save massive embarrassment, you say yes. You create
now,
the
listen,
moment you're hoping
say,
that there, listen, he's going
to
make.
We say that though, but maybe she's there. Maybe they're there with a group of friends. Maybe she's there with a bunch of her friends too, and she doesn't want to have to explain to all of them, or they know what her true feelings are, and she's like, I have to be true to my heart.
Are we sure that they're even dating?
I don't know.
I have questions now.
I don't know.
Because the way that she just walks away.
Well, so Carlos said a lot of people
think. You
don't
do that if you're dating someone.
Well, Carlos said a lot of people think that this was staged. He says he can tell you 100% that it was not, at least on his end.
Okay.
So anyways. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without proposing to your girlfriend on stage during a concert.
And then having her completely just walk away.
But at least you get hugged by Scooby-Doo, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.